Well, welcome back. We're about to engage in a study of the Gospel of John. I'm very excited about it. And I have to mention at the beginning, we need to change our name from Disciples Bible Study to something else, because there's something being used around the world called Discovery Bible Study, which is a very good approach to share, studying the Bible with non-believing friends. Anyway, our focus will still be on equipping disciples to be fruitful in every good work. So more on that later. As I thought of this study, beginning the study, I thought of the two disciples who met Jesus on the road to Emmaus after the resurrection. And it says that Jesus was explaining to them everything in the scriptures concerning themselves. And as they were about to break bread, Jesus revealed himself to them and then disappeared. And they said to one another, "Didn't our hearts burn within us when he was opening the scriptures to us?" And I believe that that will happen for us as we go through this study together, and as each of us studies the scriptures each day, that Jesus himself will open the scriptures to us. And may our hearts burn within us with his love, with his life, and with desire and zeal to love him, serve him, and share him. So I want to begin, as I often do, by challenging you to hear the word of the Lord today. God is speaking to us, and we need to prepare our hearts every time we come to his word and come into his presence. So let's pray together. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your word, and I pray, Lord, that you would open our hearts and open our eyes and reveal yourself to us every day in the word. May your spirit teach us as you have promised, and may your life, the life of Jesus himself, be transferred to us, and may you live in us through and as we study your word together. And may the glory of Christ be revealed in the sharing of his word today. And as we begin the study, I want to encourage you to follow our simple approach to studying the Bible together. Read, write, share, and listen. Read the chapter we're studying each day. Write, have a notebook, write down your thoughts, insights, what God is saying to you, even your questions. Share, which is a very dynamic part of the study. Share even three or four sentences with your sharing partner every day, and then listen, listening to this audio commentary, which I hope will be a big blessing to you all. So John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18 are the prologue of the gospel. A prologue is an introduction to a book or a play. It provides a background and introduces key characters and concepts. And in the Gospel of John, this first 18 verses, it introduces who is Jesus. Jesus was living in the closest relationship with the Father in the glories of heaven, but came into this world, took a human body. This is what we call the incarnation. He came into our world to reveal the Father to us. He is God. He is the eternal word, but he became a human being. And before we really get into each of these verses, I want to ask the question, who is Jesus? Who do you believe Jesus is? This is the most important question you'll ever consider. If Jesus is just simply a man or a teacher, forget about him. But if Jesus is God, as he has claimed, then he deserves our complete devotion and submission. And this is what the Gospel of John is promoting. So let's begin by looking at verse 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. So it says, in the beginning was the Word. John uses the word logos. and which we translate word, but it means a thought. If a person has a thought, the thought, even if they don't express it, that can be called logos, or a thought that is spoken is also logos. So Jesus is, and always has been, God, one with the Father, but he is the full expression of who God is, and that's why he came into the world. And I want to focus on a couple of thoughts in this brief discussion of these first five verses. Logos was a philosophical term that was understood as the universal principle. 600 years before John, there was a philosopher named Heraclitus who used this word logos to mean the reason why, the purpose or the power behind what is seen, because he saw that the world was ordered, it wasn't chaotic, and he concluded there must be a reason why. And John says that all things, that Jesus is the logos. He is the reason behind all things. He is the power that holds all things together, and he is the ultimate purpose of the universe. Very interestingly, the philosophers that we talk about today, Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, talked about this term developed by Heraclitus. And Plato, this is what I found in one book, we are told, was talking to a group of philosophers and students about this word logos, and he said, it may be that someday there will come forth from God a word, a logos, who will reveal all the mysteries and make everything plain. Isn't that interesting? See, this word was so important and so much discussed by philosophers and because it was like the ultimate purpose or reason behind our existence. So brilliantly, John chose just this word logos. In the beginning was the logos, and the word was the logos was with God, and the word was God. See, Jesus is the eternal Word of God. All things were made by him and through him. He is the creator of all things. And he came into this world to live among us. So the logos, this word logos, is a very important concept. And in verses 1 to 18, in this prologue, John develops expands on this word logos. In verse 4, he says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness hasn't overcome it. The darkness cannot put out the light. On the contrary, light dispels darkness. Our world is dark. Because of our bondage to sin, we've lost the light, lost the life of God. And into this world of brokenness and sin and spiritual darkness, Jesus came as the light of the world. And that's one of the reasons we named our mission Sunrise, because the light of God shines today into the hearts of people, into the hearts of people of all nations, so that they can come to the knowledge of God and of salvation through Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world, and he is the life of the world. And I want to just develop this word life a little bit more. So it's not by accident in my mind that John began this gospel with the words, in the beginning. It's, I think, by this design parallel to Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. And let's just think through this. God created mankind in his own image. Genesis chapters 1 and 2 describe the creation of all things and the creation of life, and then the creation of human life. And it says God created a man and woman in his own image. And he put them in the garden, and they lived in the presence of God and reflected the glory of God. But as we know, the tempter came, tempted Adam and Eve to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and which God had commanded them not to eat of. And they ate, sinned, and spiritually died. And from that time, physical death entered into the world. But God had designed us to live in his presence eternally and to have true life. So in this prologue, in verse 4, John says, "In him was life." And this is a major theme of John. For example, John 3:16, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." And there are many verses like this about life. John chapter 10, verse 10, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full, abundant life." This word life is used, I think, 58 times in the Gospel of John, and 36 times it uses the word Zoe. All the verses I refer to now use the word Zoe, which refers to divine life or eternal life. And this is such a tremendous thing to understand, that Jesus came into this dark world. He came into this world of sin that had become dark, and people's hearts had become dark and deadened and bondage to sin. And he came to reverse the curse. He came to restore mankind to the original plan of eternal life with him. And that life is not a place or concept. It's the indwelling life of Jesus. That is true life. That is the life that he came to restore to us. And as we read through the Gospel of John, may God pour out his life upon us and upon everyone doing this study together. And as you do this study, may his light and his life shine through each one of you. Thank you, Father, for this time. Thank you for your word. And thank you that you came into the darkness. You came as the Logos, as the Word of God, as the revelation of God to us, to reveal the Father's heart and the Father's love, and to restore us to love relationship with yourself, so that we may have abundant life and true life and eternal life in you. And we thank you for coming, and thank you for the cross and for your wonderful grace. In the name of Jesus, amen.